Don't tell me what to do. KE8VSI from WJ8FU.
May have doubled with you there. Was that for me?
Oh, yeah. I figured you'd be on the road by now. Oh, man. Everybody else is a little closer.
I'm actually running about 20 minutes early, too, so I'll be there for sure.
What are you guys doing today?
We are having breakfast, and then we're going to Phil's house, and we're going to help him fix his Step IR Urban Beam. And man, it looks kind of dark in the west.
Good morning, Dave. Don't see dark in the west from here. Check the weather. Looks like it's supposed to be hot and sunny all day. So I don't know. We'll see. KE8VSI, Dave, go ahead.
Very cool. I'll be trying to get the puppy to go out. I'm on puppy watch all day. But I'm going to back out of here because my voice is still my morning voice. So listen, KF8S. Okie
dokie. Where are you at now, Greg? I'm just getting on 75 at 12 Mile Road, so I'm about 24 minutes out, according to the GPS.
All right, very good. I am 15 minutes out, westbound, 59 at approaching Crooks.
Roger. Well, let's... BJ's has got a really, really short line. I can get in and out. I'm heading straight there. But sometimes at this hour, BJ's, at least the one by me, is pull right up. So if that's the case, I'm going to take advantage.
Yeah, for sure. I'm enjoying the minimal traffic. It's awesome. Just bussing along at the speed limit and enjoying the ride.
Oh yeah, BJ's is just pull right up to the pump. No line at all. Gotta stop and top her off.
Alrighty, I ran out with the wife last night, dropped her off at Meijer while I went and topped off my tank, so I'm all fueled up. Talk to you shortly, KE8VSI.
Alright, I'll be right back. I just pulled up to the pump here. That'll be it if you... Okie dokie. Gassed up and ready to go.
Wow, that was quick. Did a whole 5 gallons.
I was just a needle's width under half. So, didn't need that much, but, yeah, I pulled right up and I forget what it took. I didn't pay attention.
All right, very good. Incoming to Pontiac at the end of the 59th freeway.
You should probably switch over to Phil's machine at this point. Starting to get a little crusty.
Roger, Dodger, switched. Are we better? KE8VSI.
Man, I made a change on the repeater last night. I forgot to reboot it. So, not hearing it.
Okay, so I take it you're on it on the 2.5 now?
No, I'm on 2.6. I'm only at 14 and I-75. I'll switch over to the 2.5 in a few minutes. out here. Steve doesn't have to leave for another few minutes, so don't necessarily think he's on the road yet.
Yep, roger that. Well, we will all converge sooner or later.
And if I could get my original site back for this repeater, even if I just put a receiver there.
Yeah, I remember you told me once where that was, but I don't remember.
Top of the PNC building, 16 and I-75. I'm looking at my antenna right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's definitely an outstanding site.
Yeah, they just kind of went stupid with rent and everything, so. Like, it wasn't even reasonable, not even for a commercial entity that really needed it, so that's why there's very little up there, almost nothing.
Yeah, it's too bad to have a prime site like that and price yourself out, but what are you going to do?
You know, what I don't understand is, you know, wouldn't you rather have decades of a lower amount than decades of zero?
Yeah, that's business 101, but I don't know. You never know what they're thinking is, or it's just not that important to them, I guess.
Well, I would like to get at least a receiver out this way. And a little further, I think, something that would cover into that Pontiac-Waterford area. I'm not looking to cover it phenomenally, but I'd like to at least have, you know, some talk in from there.
Yeah, it is one of the little weaker areas. It's still covered, though, but it could be better.
With Phil's machine back up and running well, it's less important. But you know, now I'm more leaning towards a P25 receiver.
2 miles, take exit
75 towards Square Lake Road. 2 miles to my exit, and I'll be right on your path. How am I coming in? Am I coming in solid?
Yep, sounded great.
I'm a mile behind you. I just entered the freeway. 88 of these.
My navigation went off right when you chimed in. Who was that, John?
I just entered the freeway. I'm a mile behind you. I'm 3 miles to that exit.
Roger. Yeah, I'm just getting off at Square Lake right now. I missed the old left-hand exit.
It is a lot nicer looking, though, now, and it makes more sense. I mean, it fits their best practices, you know. Not left entrances, left exits, left exits.
Alright, I just switched over to the west Bloomfield, so let me know if I'm hacking.
Guys, maybe up here.
Oh, this guy. Seems like everyone's in transit. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, I just got downstairs, just getting some stuff together. Yeah, I should be there in about 15 minutes or less.
Okie dokie, says 10 minutes for me. 7:52 a.m., so I'll be there early.
I think they open their doors till 8.
Right. Yep, so. It was like that last time we got together at that Scramblers. We said 9 o'clock, and that's when they opened. So they were not letting us in when we got there a little early.
Wasn't it that place in Birmingham?
No, that was the time before when we went to Toast. No, you got to the Scramblers right about on time. Murphy and I showed up early, and they wouldn't let us in.
You looked in the mirror late?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't let you in either.
There's a
half a mile. Use the right 3 lanes to turn slightly right onto US 24 North South Telegraph Road.
Don't tell me what to do. There's a meme on the internet. It's got a picture of a pattern in wood, and it looks a little bit like a sad pig. And the person writes, says, "I see a sad pig." Somebody said, "Turn on your monitor." Where are you at, Murphy? Just pulling out of my driveway. Yuppers, that's why I waited till now to say anything. Figured you wouldn't be on the road for a bit. Yeah, I think 15 minutes is enough time. I don't know. It'll be close. If these people would get out of my way here, let me make my turn, I'd be much happier. There we go. You can do it. 10-8 NM. I just realized I never programmed the new PL for Phil's machine in this radio. Oh, you. So which one are you on now? Hey, John, it doesn't really matter, but did you get the exact address to Phil's? I mean, we'll all be together at that point.
I have a place for breakfast, but I think I did see it on QRZ. This could be some pre-work as to how far it was from the breakfast place.
Yeah, it's just down the street, so not a big deal. Pretty sure I sent the address in a private text over to Greg, but we'll all be at the restaurant, so it doesn't really matter. It's just a mile back east or so. I'm just passing his street right now.
We'll give you permission to pass my street.
Tony's did.
Okay. I am just coming out of my street.
There's a Leo's right there on the corner, man.
The place is terrible.
Good thing we're not going there.
I was looking at the menu for this Tony's place. This guy must really love Munster. He's making every one of his sandwiches and dishes.
A Munster mash.
Should be called Eddie's instead of Tony's.
Hey, I know this place. It's right next to the gun shop.
Sign says open. ABP.
Where's John? Did he take off with the nav?
One,
yeah.
Two.
Is that a tinted plate cover?
here to do testing. W-D-8-K-L-L. And take my hat off because I'm sweating.
Air conditioning is my friend.
Yeah, my I was sweating underneath my headband, my cap, and got in the car with the air, and I thought, ooh, pull the cap off. Get some of that. Get some.
Very good. Just came out of the bowl. I'm at the top of 59 and 53. I was just tuned to the 2.6.
Roger, I think I'm going to take middle belt. No, wait, that's Woodrow Wilson. Okay, up here. I'm going to take middle belt down the square leg. That's more scenic.
Yeah, good day for a drive. It's real nice out. Yeah, why not?
Although the Sylvan Wine Shop here on the corner of Middle Belt and Orchard Lake is pretty on point.
Are you looking for particular libations?
No, and that's why I'm not going to stop. I have no needs at this point. And you know, nowadays, these days with Total Wine, yet another box store to get rid of the little guy. First it was hardware stores, Lowe's, and Home Depot, and now they're doing it to liquor.
Oh yeah, that's true. Don't do much of that sort of thing. Not a wine guy, not a fancy whiskey guy or anything like that. I drink my beer and my rum, and what little of that I do anymore. None of that matters to me, But yeah, you're right. They are that Total Wine. They have, or they still have one by me, I think, at Lakeside. And yeah, they just kind of tromped on everybody.
I like to keep a few things. I don't entertain or have exotic tastes. I like my Irish whiskey and occasionally a bourbon or a scotch if it's the right one. It's one in particular I've been itching to get another bottle of, but for the most part, I'm really simple, and then when I buy a bottle, I don't need to buy another bottle for a long time. I stopped in my regular store that I go to, and he says, "Where you been? I haven't seen you." I go, "Yeah, it's just me." I go, "So it takes me a while to go through all them bottles." So, but I just keep a few things on hand, and I'm all golden. Although with the hot summer days coming, I'm going to have to probably get some decent gin, like a Tanqueray or something, and some tonic, keep that around. I do like a good gin and tonic on a really hot day. That sounds like a really good thing to get today.
Yeah, that would be one of the more refreshing ways to go, for sure. Today's definitely one of those days. My car is reporting 91, so we've reached the 90s.
Are you guys all done? How'd it go? Yep, all done. It went really well. There were no snags. And he was able to get everything back together and tightened up the opposite side and checked it, and everything was working beautifully.
All right. Sorry I was not able to help. Just heading back home after a quick Home Depot trip for parts for our project. So anyhow, glad it worked out. Hi, Greg. Sorry to interrupt. I just turned the radio on.
Howdy, howdy. Yep, no Home Depot or hardware store runs needed. Phil had everything he needed, and like Sean said, it went very well.
Okie dokie. Well, I am just about back home, so I will let you guys converse. Glad it went well. T-A-B-B.
Okay, well, good luck on the project. Is it, how far do they expect to get? I don't think they're expecting to finish up today. Right?
Probably pretty close. You know, just, remounting today, different anchors, and like, okay, yep, this is not what we thought it was going to be, so. Is that, and, the parts are all there, so if nothing else, it'll be, everything will be dry fit and mounted, and maybe just not fully connected yet. That's kind of the plan, although I have a feeling it may be working by the end of the day.
Just one last thing, is there cabinetry associated with it, or is it being cut into existing? I didn't catch that from the picture.
Yeah, those brackets, there's just there's a piece of granite slab with the counter, or the sink inset into it, so it's no cabinetry. It was intended to be pretty low profile, pretty simple. It just got bigger than expected, anyhow. All right, I'll let you go. I'm pulling up here, T-A-B-B.
All right, well, bigger is always better. Greg?
I was going to say, too, if you want to stop by and look, you're welcome to do so. It's just a project. All right, K-A-B-B. Greg?
Good luck with it. Hope that goes as smooth as ours did. KUSBSI, eastbound, 23 miles.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad idea. I would have been just leaving, but... I'm already past Telegraph on Square Lake, so it's like, do I want to double back? I want to get home. Hey, John, you got a thing hooked up?
I do have it hooked up, yeah. I think it's gas. Does gas go up because of this Iran thing or whatever? It's like $3.40 a gallon over here.
First of all, your audio is fine. So I don't know what's going on right now, but... No problemo. And yeah, I noticed that too. I went to BJ's this morning. It was like $3. I'm like, wow. So I think that's probably it.
I paid $3.25 at Meijer yesterday, which was a jump, but I don't think the activity's happened yet. So I think it was just a normal ebb and flow of summertime. But maybe today it might have been a little more. I don't know.
I was planning on going to breakfast yesterday and getting it down in that vicinity because it's usually 20 cents cheaper than Troy, but woke up late and didn't end up going. So got it over here, only 10 miles empty. Humidity.
Now that's so weird, that last transmission. Are you doing something different from the previous?
Nothing different.
All right, weird. Okay, fine. It's just quieter than the first time. First time was louder, but still, you're okay. You might be a little down from Greg, but you're right in there.
Driving by the Kroger fuel, 329.
I'm curious if there's like a short in the mic cable or something, like in the RJ45. Like if it's like the fender a little loose or something, as the mic gets extended, it breaks or something.
349 at the shell here, so it looks like it's up in the threes, close to 350 with no discounts. But yeah, that would cause it to just go quieter because it's clean, you know? If it were crackly or like really down, or gone, I might think something like that, but it's just a little quieter. Like that last one, seem to me to be back up, so I'm probably just hallucinating. Like Eloise, right, Steve?
You never had any problems when you had this radio, Greg, with the N7500?
No. I think Bluetooth-wise, when I was at home, I would, just to get further away from my office, I would Bluetooth to an Android device in between, which you're not supposed to do. Then I would have trouble. But when I Bluetooth directly to it, there was never really had any problems. And then, of course, with the cable mic, and I had an extender on that, too. No, never really had any problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, based on the his performance here this morning, I wouldn't dip with it. I think it's fine. I mean, is it, you know, if we're nitpicking, you know, that's one thing, but I don't think you got to do anything with it. It's fine.
I feel like if you ask for a specific report, I would say it's a little light, but no, it is completely fine and useful. Pulling into the garage, KEA-VSI.
Something that sucks with it is I have a mic being set to high, so like this is as loud as it goes. So even if it is a bit late, it's not like I can do anything with it, you know? This is kind of like, I wish that it was like a bit loud and I go to sleep or something, but...
All right, Greg, we'll talk to you in a bit. So I just switched over to 2.6, and I think what I might have heard earlier where I said you were a little quiet at first, I get the 2.6 is, I adjusted the audio on it last night because it was too pinched up, and I forgot to reboot, so I never applied my settings, and I think that's what I'm hearing. I think that radio is not playing well with the audio settings on the 2.6, because if I switch over to 2.5, you're significantly better, so it could be just that, and I just forgot to reboot the 2.6 after playing around with it. Oops.
K8RUH.
KF8DRC for WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. WD8KLL clear.
Hello, this is Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet calling. WATIJ calling on Echolink, and bye for any calls.
WDHKLL KF8DRC.
Zero VCL.
N0UET, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. I think I found it. Yeah, considering I can hear my... N0UET, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. N0UET, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
Greg, you're not coming clear. I don't know why. Get all your three low. Let me switch to a different repeater. KF8DIC. WD8KLL, KF8 at GIC. WD8KLL.